Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? I'm a big fan, personally. And I thought what we'd do in this sort of collection of classic books and everything, well, we've been doing a broadcast, a live broadcast, on various sites you stream, live stream, doing live readings of Sherlock Holmes and a story called The Dancing Men. I'm going to sort of work on finishing off, this story is almost finished now, so I'm going to sort of finish it off here for now for the classic book program. And then if you've never listened to our Sherlock Holmes, hopefully you'll be sort of interested in listening to future episodes. Okay, that's the plan, that's the hope, that you'll be really intrigued. I think Sherlock is one of those stories you either like it or you don't. A lot of people say, Sherlock, no, not for me, thank you very much. But I love Sherlock Holmes, very passionate about the Sherlock Holmes stories. So if we can, hopefully we can find some new listeners who are prepared to give Conan Doyle a chance. But anyway, listen to this, see what you think. This is a little bit of The Adventure of the Dancing Men. The first message submitted to me was so short that it was impossible for me to do more than to say with some confidence that the symbol XXX stood for E. As you are aware, E is the most common letter in the English alphabet, and it predominates to so marked an extent that even in a short sentence one would expect to find it most often. Out of 15 symbols in the first message, 4 were the same, so it was reasonable to set this down as E. It is true that in some cases the figure was bearing a flag, and in some cases not, but it was probable from the way in which the flags were distributed that they were used to break the sentence up into words. I accepted this as a hypothesis and noted that E was represented by XXX. But now came the real difficulty of the inquiry. The order of the English letters after E is by no means well marked, and any preponderance which may be shown in an average of a printed sheet may be reversed in a single short sentence, speaking roughly. TAOINSHRDL are the numerical order in which letters occur. But TAO and I are very nearly abreast of each other, and it would be an endless task to try each combination until the meaning was arrived at. I therefore waited for fresh material. In my second interview with Mr. Hilton Cubitt, he was able to give me 2 other short sentences and 1 message, which appeared, since there was no flag, to be a single word. Here are the symbols. Now in the single word, I have already got the 2 E's coming second and fourth in a word of 5 letters. It might be sever or lever or never. There can be no question that the latter, as a reply to an appeal, is far the most probable, and the circumstances pointed to it being a reply written by the lady. Accepting it as correct, we are now able to say that the symbols stand respectively for N, V, and R. Even now I was in considerable difficulty, but a happy thought put me in possession of several other letters. It occurred to me that if these appeals came, as I expected, from someone who had been intimate with the lady in her early life, a combination which contained 2 E's with 3 letters between might very well stand for the name Elsie, E-L-S-I-E. On examination, I found that such a combination formed the termination of the message, which was 3 times repeated. It was certainly some appeal to Elsie. In this way, I had got my L, S, and I. But what appeal could it be? There were only 4 letters in the word which preceded Elsie, and it ended in E. Surely the word must be come, C-O-M-E. I tried all other 4 letters ending in E, but could find none to fit the case. And we take a break there. Very mysterious. What do you think of that? I think Sherlock is extremely clever. More Sherlock tomorrow.